The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.
Hello and welcome to this latest Loads Bubbling podcast from MTD. Today, we look at how you can prioritise your day in just 10 minutes, and that must be a good use of your time, and our skills pill looks at seeing things from a different perspective. Our Inspire Me quote today comes from Chinese philosopher Confucius, whose ideas can often be applied in business. I'm Mark Williams. Let's get going with this latest podcast. Now, how do you plan your day? That could be one of the most important questions you ask yourself, because without some sort of plan, your day is going to be at the beck and call of any outside influence that takes your interest or drives your attention. We've always been told to set priorities, but many people still work from a simple to-do list, one that's laid out in an order unspecified, or in which they hit their notepad. Rarely do we list it in the order that they're going to be carried out. And we often list our priorities based on what is urgent and important. This two-dimensional thought process has served us well for over 40 years, since it was developed by Dr. Stephen Covey. But the challenge we have is that the urgent, that's the most pressing items with deadlines that we face, aren't always the most important things that we need to accomplish. Oftentimes, the important things get pushed back because we're driven by the urgency framework. That prospecting call to the person who requested our brochure gets delayed because we have that more pressing email to answer. It means we're forced to compromise our priorities. Self-discipline expert Rory Varden talks about a way to prioritize our day that adds a third dimension to our time management portfolio. If urgency is the first dimension, that's how quickly do I have to do something, and importance is the second dimension, how much does it matter to me, then the third dimension is added by asking how long will it matter. Varden calls this the significance paradigm. It enables us to plan our day in a different way. Imagine you're wondering how to approach the many items you have on your to-do list today. If you were now to introduce the significance factor, you see your list from a different perspective. For example, if one of the many items you have to do includes call prospect X to follow up on an email I sent last week, you can now determine the priority that call has in your day based on the significance of the result that you'll achieve. This changes your mindset away from a simple list based on what order they happen to be on the paper, and it turns it into a prioritized list based on the impact that the task will have not only today, but tomorrow and so on. So spend just 10 minutes in the morning, or preferably the night before, determining what would be the most significant things that you could accomplish today. Other words you could use for significant include substantial or weighty or major. Ask yourself these three questions. Of all the things screaming for my attention today, which of them would make a substantial difference to the way this day will turn out? If I could only do one significant thing, what would it be? And if I can get other things done as well, which ones would create more time for me tomorrow? By working out what these significant tasks are for you to definitely complete, these would be your must-do items, you're able to prioritize those three or four things that take precedence over the other items. And when you've accomplished these items, the others can fit around them. Try it out. It could be the most effective 10 minutes of your day. Our skills pill today is about seeing things through your buyer's eyes. Tom Hopkins tells a great story about being at a seminar and being introduced to a salesperson who earned twice the national average in sales in 1 year. Well, there's nothing exactly outstanding about that, I'm sure you'll agree. But when he was introduced as someone who was blind, well, that got the audience's attention. The speaker was interviewing this salesman and said, "Now, I'm sure that many of us are wondering how you got into the top third in sales achievement with your handicap." The blind man replied, "Wait a minute, I don't have a handicap. I have an advantage over every other salesperson in my field. You see, I've never seen a product that I've sold, so I have to close through my prospect's eyes. What I do is what all of you sighted people could do, and it would serve your clients better and make more money if you did." Tom Hopkins says that you must see the benefits, the features, and the limitations of your product or service from the buyer's viewpoint. You must weigh them on their scale of values, not your own. Get yourself out of the way. That includes your opinion of the product, your company, of them, and of yourself as a sales professional. Once you're able to do that, you'll be able to concentrate on your job of serving them. You'll be able to empathize with their situation, their specific needs, and show the confidence that you can help them. So take some tips from that successful blind salesperson. Put yourself in the shoes of the prospect and see things through their eyes. Our Inspire Me quote today is from Confucius, who had a lot to say about how we can improve our lives. Listen to what he said about progress to excellence. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. Wow, that really hits home, doesn't it? First we need the determination, then the desire, and then the compulsion to hit our potential. Only then, says Confucius, will the door be unlocked to free our personal excellence. What a great philosophy to live by as sales professionals. That's all for today, folks. Remember, there's nothing like a full pipeline, so make sure there's always loads bubbling.
The Loads Bubbling Sales Tips podcast is brought to you by MTD Sales Training, the award-winning sales development specialists.